Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, featuring Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. My name is Blue. Alongside me is Mr. Joe Grande, the world famous Joe Grande.
Woo!
And you are now tuned in to the greatest cannabis show on the planet.
That's right. Thank you, brother. As you know, this is the show for you. Thank you for listening all around the world to us. Check out the website, CannabisTalk101.com, as we are the world's number one source for everything cannabis, with so many great articles and blogs on the site for you guys to read and look at. And if you haven't seen it, you know, you better go to it and check it out. And feel free to give us a call and leave us a voicemail anytime. 1-800-420-1980. Check out the IG pages at Cannabis Talk 101. Blue is at the number one, Christopher Rice.
Hello.
I'm at Joe Grande 52, and I got to tell you guys about Elevated Global Supply. The highest standard packaging, Elevated Global Supply, is your preferred packaging partner, you guys, from design to delivery. Check out their website at egspkg.com.
Man.
Today on the show, we have a representative from Weedzy. First off, I love the name Weedzy right there. Connor Magalis.
How we doing?
Who's on a mission to bring this next cannabis brand to the forefront of the legal retail market industry, you guys. Weedzy is a state-compliant brand that embraces single-serving mini cannabis pre-rolls designed to offer a one-and-done smoking experience. Now, Weedzy is best known for their three-product collection, which includes Originals, Twinsies, and Treaties, and we'll talk about all these and figure out exactly what they are. They're all available of a variety of flavors and strains. And right now, to be sure to check out the website, go check it out. It's weedzy.com, weedsy.com, or on Instagram, Take it weedsy, taking it slow.
Hey, let me tell you.
Excuse me while I light my spliff. You guys know that's a Bob Marley song, right? I mean, that's a Bob Marley song right there. Take it easy, but now it's take it weedsy. TakeItWeedsy. I love the play on that, by the way, brother. I don't know if they did that on purpose.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Did they? Because everything, I'm sure I'm not the first one to do that.
Oh no, everything has been absolutely like systematically chosen for the marketing concept, man. It's very direct.
Well, that's on point. So without further ado, please put your hands together and make some noise for this man, Mr. Connor McGregor, in the building.
I'm gonna try, but...
Yeah, what's up with that, first off? How did you lose the arm, the hand? Is that birth, or is that bad accident?
Hold on. For starters, the funniest fucking thing, watching me try to get arrested, or not try to get arrested, but getting put in handcuffs is one of the funniest things that I've ever witnessed. And it's me. Hold on,
folks that are listening, he has his left arm missing from just about 5 inches past the elbow.
Does he?
Does he?
I didn't
that's notice. Why he said it's hard for me to stop talking.
I'm dropping him a lighter.
I didn't want him to clap. Yeah, he's just slamming his shoulder. Oh, yeah, you threw the lighter on the left arm.
I got it. Yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah. Here, catch it. You're fucking.
How long has that been going on for you?
I was actually born like that. So
your whole life. You're used to it.
Oh, yeah, no, I got the easy road, man. Anybody that loses one later on, they're fucked, dude.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I really feel that way. Like, if you're born with it, you know no difference.
Oh, totally, yeah. It's, I mean,
you've done everything with this little arm that's like, that's what.
Little nub, dude?
Yeah. And I've seen you rolling a joint with the little nub, like, right? Weren't you? Where you had your hand there?
No, I was trying to spark it.
No, you were trying to spark it? So I'm curious now, because did you put something in the nub?
Yeah, so I have the ability, I mean, it's perfect for the weedsies, because pretty much all I have to do is kind of slide it in between the bend right there in the elbow.
I was wondering where you put it at.
Yeah, and then so I kind of just hold the weedsie over like this, and, you know, those of you that are listening, I pretty much have just tilted my elbow a little bit to the side. And pretty much the spark like that, and then like a normal joint, kind of light it up like that.
That's dope, dude.
I love it.
That's great. Don't let it stop you, brother. You know what I mean? It's not holding you down. So where are you from? Now that we know you're born with this arm thing.
So I'm actually born and raised from LA.
Really?
Yeah, Pasadena area.
626, represent.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, let's go.
I've been there for a long time.
What school did you go to? High school?
So I actually went and I played a lot of sports growing up. So I went to St. Francis for 1 year to play football there, and I realized I hate private schools, man. Yeah. It sucked real bad. Football was fun, man. And then I moved out to Glendora, did some football out there, and here I am.
Nice, wow, dude. I actually lived in Monrovia for a while. Right off of Mountain and Foothills. So
spent a lot of time out there, actually.
Oh, really? That's a nice little area. That whole little area is
smoked
beautiful.
Smoked a lot of weed out there.
Yeah. It's actually got like a couple houses out there. It's a dope place, though. So you're from the Valley. You're from L.A. You've been around this culture then for a long time. You got the long hair. You got the look. How did you get involved with this company? I mean, how does it go from being in the, not the Valley, but damn near the Valley out there in the 626 to getting all in the cannabis game, as I believe you're the marketing director now for this company?
So I actually, there's so many hats that everyone wears at that company. So, I mean, everybody's so well-versed in just about every aspect of marketing, design, just coordination, everything. So, I mean, the titles don't really mean anything. It's more so just like, hey, you do mostly marketing stuff. So that's how
you're like a county one day. You're the yard worker the next.
I'm never touching books, man. I suck with numbers. So, like, but yeah, so it really just kind of came down to like, you know, strong suits and how that kind of gets determined. And, you know, a lot of the marketing stuff, it just kind of came naturally because a lot of the art and creativity behind it, I'm naturally very art driven. So kind of came from there.
How long has the company been around?
So Weedsy was actually conceived, it was conceived at 2019, I believe. There were talks about it in 2018, but 2019 was the full solidification of the idea itself. Into 2020, I mean, we had pretty much laid the entire foundation to build the company out in 2019. I would say the first 3 months of 2020 were very crucial to kind of building everything out. And then obviously the pandemic hit and, you know, we kind of hit the fork. You know, what do we do? Do we spend X amount of dollars let's just stop everything and waste all the money that we had initially put together for.
Do that.
I know.
Don't do that.
But yeah, so we decided to move forward and cause the entire concept was really based around the Coachella or just music festival vibes. I mean, if you pay attention to any of our branding, a lot of the marketing accessories, everything associated with the brand is mainly to kind of correlate with, you know, the idea of going out to a music festival and you know, the convenience of just popping up in a joint real fast and sure. smoking up, you know?
Sure.
I mean, as you say that and the convenience, you guys are, if I'm not mistaken, one of the first to do the 0.05 gram. It's basically the token go. Some like to call it the dog walker.
Yeah.
Some like to call it the walk around the blocker, the quick one hitter quitters.
The pinner.
You know what I mean? The pinners. And there's all those names are perfect for it.
Yeah.
I want to ask you, who came up with this concept for this, for your company?
I remember this very vividly because I believe it was like kind of like middle of 2019. We had, you know, we have a few other companies we were working with, but we kind of sat there and conceptualized an idea. And I remember our boss would call us in for like kind of like a think tank kind of a deal. And we'd kind of go in and sit and kind of go to the round table and kind of talk about concepts. And I remember he is of Asian heritage, so specifically Chinese. And there are these very specific candies that he remembered as a kid that he would get at checkout. And they were these like interesting little like I mean, it's in Mexican culture as well. Like, it's this type of candy that they have.
Chiclets?
The little No.
Chiclets!
It's those. Do you remember those little candies that they come in like little individual wrappers? They're like little tiny ones, but they're like in a line almost. Like they hang from like. I'm not sure if you
sugar.
They're little candies. Yeah, the little candies, but they're more prevalent in I guess Chinese culture.
Like sour and sweet, like
yes.
Almost like a fruit.
Exactly. Yeah, they're like a hard candy.
Sell those in Puerto Rico, dog.
Or whatever.
Maybe. I've never seen those. Well, yeah, go ahead. So it's a little candy.
I just remember him. He kind of had the idea. He was like, look, I just remember these candies, and I remember how happy I would get when I would receive these candies. My mom, my dad would always throw me. So. He was like, well, I want that kind of convenience, but I want it in like a dog walker too. I want it to be able to kind of like translate to the cannabis industry as well. And that's kind of how the idea was conceived, and that's where a lot of the very sweet flavors come from, like the fruity flavors come from. It's mainly to kind of like harp on the idea of like, hey, you're actually smoking like that strawberry. That's you're gonna taste that strawberry, alongside the cannabis itself, you're gonna get that strawberry flavor too.
Sure. Well, that's a great story right there. We're going to take a break, come right back, talk to Connor. As he's from Weezy, I want to get into where this name came from, because you said all these things are thought of, and I think the name is amazing. I'm looking at the merchandise. The merchandise is incredible on the website, and there's so many different brands. We're going to talk about them all. We'll be right back after this break.
Subscribe to our weekly newsletter on our website, CannabisTalk101.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101.
The Bear Flag Group is your white label partners. You guys are known to be on time, accurate, and do quality co-packaging. They've been launching brands in California since 2015. And at the Bear Flag Group, they do what they say they're going to do. Go check them out online, bearflaggroup.com. We got Connor from Weezy here. Now, before we went to break, Connor, I wanted to know about the name of the company, because the IG, Take It Weezy.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even say that without just the song comes into my head of Bob Marley, Take It Easy.
Oh, man.
It's just so perfect, right? Take it easy.
Skanking it slow. Stop, Joe, stop.
Everybody out there, excuse me while I light my spliff.
You're not Bob today.
But Weezy.com, that is one of the catchiest names that
I
see, I hear. It has the word weed in it. And then S-Y, Weezy.
Weezy, baby.
How does that come up? Where did they do this? And were you a part of that roundtable? Because that
Absolutely.
Is phenomenal.
Yeah, so one of those brainstorming little scenarios we had. Obviously I got to give credit here. Bossman himself kind of actually coined the name, because, you know, he's actually, like...
I don't think he needs any of you guys, because he coined the name and he came up with the little dog.
The man is a he's a visage, man. He's insane.
He's a savage. He's really smart.
But, like, a lot of the catches, and, you know, like, just for example, like, I think the way he conceptualized it was, like, our first tagline was Teensy Weensy Weedsy. And the reason for it was, you know, like it's
Teensy Weensy, yeah.
Yeah, it's just easy, one and done. You know, you crack it open and pop it out and it's ready to smoke. But like I said, the concept kind of comes back to that music festival. That they want the ease of use. They want it to be easily transported in its own little bag, like little Mylar or something like that. And that's kind of how it came to be, was the concept of those candies, like I said. And then the actual name itself within that is just the Teensy Weensy Weedsy, like the nice little easy peasy, you know?
And so that's how they came up with it, with that type of concept.
Absolutely.
Like, that's why we're calling it Weedsy.
Yep.
Eensy Beensy Weedsy. That's dope. So how many products all together? Because I'm looking at the website right here, so many colorful things. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, first off, the merchandise looks really dope. The white t-shirt look with the baseball looking Weedsy logo.
Yeah.
That one looks like a Dodgery, like it just looks
one
sick.
Of my original logos for Cannabis Talk.
Yeah, I do. I totally remember
that's
that.
It's an LA classic, right?
It's a total LA classic. When I look at this Weedsy one, I feel like it's LA all day.
Yeah.
Right? That Weedsy looks LA all day.
And almost when you relate things like that, it's amazing because people do relate to it. They're like,
dude,
I'll mess with that. You know,
psychology is a huge factor with
it,
that.
It plays. Oh, yeah. Not only that, these names, I'm still going to sing the song probably four more times.
Even
everybody's going to get mad at me.
Even the color, like.
And let me ask you, dude, how did you actually, you know, meet the owner? Like, how did you guys meet? Did you apply for the job? Did you guys were you guys friends? Or
so I come from an industry, like, it was initially the vape industry. So I come from a lot of like self-made humans, like very, very like
entrepreneurs,
just raw. Yeah. Raw creatures, man. That just, they wanted to, you know, make something of themselves. And unfortunately before that industry was kind of destroyed within itself, you know, a lot of those people kind of came out of that industry with like a lot of just, you know, energy, some triumph and funds and the, you know, concepts to kind of come to the table with other brands. These are the people that come, you know, from the ground up. These aren't people that came from money. Like these people come from hard work. And that's initially how I met them is, you know, like I started with, I think like health insurance when I was a teenager, man. Like it was terrible. Don't get me wrong. But I met these people through my ability to kind of work with technology, and they actually kind of rescued me from another employer that was not super super good to me. But they saw my potential and they gave me a shot, and you know, I gave them everything I had, and they kept me on board for a long time.
How long have you been with the company?
Oh, I'm going on like, I want to say 5.5, 6 years now.
And when do you think they'll fire you?
He's already
once
smoking too much product.
They've had you for how long? Okay.
So Connor, break down the products, because I know they're known for three product collections.
Absolutely.
Which includes Originals, Twinsies, and Treaties. First off, what are Originals? I think that's the little joint. What are Twinsies? I don't know. And what are Treaties?
A two-pack and a three-pack. One,
yes,
two,
sir.
And three, baby.
Yeah, so the singles right here, these are the OGs. These are the normal infused, right? So we've got about five different flavors. These guys are like the workhorses of the brand because, I mean, we actually thought about it and we actually started seeing it happen, and a lot of the purchasing was, you know, in more affluent areas, people were actually buying like boxes of them, bringing them back to the house, and they'd have them on their counters and pretty much go out and grab them. It's the whole concept is the grab and go concept, you know, it's the dog walkers, the portable dog walkers. But yeah, we wanted to kind of expand on that idea. We wanted to bring a little bit more to the table, other than just our infused distillate and keef, product. We wanted to actually go and step into like more of the live resin and kind of get that oomph underneath that live resin and diamond combos. Those are our twinsies. Sorry, ADHD. I'm going.
No, that's right, good. No, that's perfect. So the Originals are the one joint. The twinsies are a joint with infused.
Yes. So
it's not two joints.
It's not two joints. Yeah,
it's just one that's infused.
Yeah. So the initial, these smaller ones, the single package ones are still infused. It's just straight distillate, keef, and flower itself. The twinsies are going to be the live resin diamond infused ones.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
the treaties?
Oh, the treaties are just our edibles, our gummies.
And what does that look like? What do the gummies look like?
So they're different. They're kind of different for each of them. I believe they're like little stars.
Look at this right here. Oh, yeah, again, they just changed on the sheet.
I've seen them. There's little stars. Describe it, yeah. That's why I want you to describe it.
Yeah. Honestly, like if you had like the mouthfeel on them too, man, the texture of the gummies are not that they're not that weird kind of like. I don't know if you guys ever had like a bite of like a gummy or something like that or an edible, and it just kind of like it's weird. It doesn't like hold any rigidity when you bite into it. It just kind of goes soft and kind of gross.
Yeah.
All of ours are like very very like kind of like the
enjoying.
Same.
Enjoying.
Yeah. Right.
You didn't bring us none.
I know, right?
I'm looking for something.
I know. I'm looking at all these things right here going, wow, these look phenomenal over here.
Thanks for bringing them.
They actually look like a Canadian flower or like what kind of leaf is that?
And we tried to copy our logo into the gummies themselves.
That's what it looks like too. Yes, your logo, and it's not like a regular cannabis leaf. It has more than that.
Yeah, we tried. It's kind of, you know, with gummies, it's so weird when you manufacture them because they can come out in so many different ways, and every manufacturer is just so different with it too. So you really never know what you're gonna get, especially when you're still doing concepts too. So you could still go with a concept with one of the manufacturers, and sometimes it's not always like to a T.
It's not perfect, you mean? Jeez,
I want to
go figure. Most of the time, but you try to make it be perfect.
And what's your guys' hottest sellers? What kind of marketing are you? I mean, what kind of markets are you in? How many stores are you guys running? What do you guys got going on for the world?
Yeah, so we're actually, I believe, in about I want to say like 4 or 5 other states right now. But yeah,
you guys are in Arizona, California, and Oklahoma, right?
Yeah,
SD in Colorado coming soon.
Yeah, so we're constantly working to get into other states, and I mean, I'm not sure how often you guys kind of leave California and kind of go into different cannabis markets, man. It's so just completely different.
Oh, we're all over the place.
Yeah, I mean,
we've been traveling.
It's nuts, man. We just got into like when we got into Oklahoma, man. Oklahoma is just like a whole new ball game. Like the cannabis industry out there is very. It's very rapid. Like out here, you got your major players, and then you got people that are growing. And Oklahoma, everyone's growing at the same time. Yeah. But I mean, now it's obviously dead. But
yeah, slowing down.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Is that like Oklahoma had a big rush? You know, what I think. You know, speaking of that, I mean, you know, to give you some of our history, like in 2015, we rolled out an education platform for cannabis, and you know, went into every state, you know, teaching people how to set up. You know, they're cannabis companies, right?
Yeah.
We did that for about 4 or 5 years, and then COVID hit, and then through that process, we're still recording our show and putting it out. But with that being said, though, understanding that I think every state, when they come on board, has this big, you know, rush for the market, then it kind of, you know, goes way up high, and then it scales back down and levels out, and then you kind of get to find out who's going to be there, you know?
Yeah.
They just went through that, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, it's growing pains for, I mean, even right now in California, everybody's kind of feeling it with just about all the, you know, especially the excise tax.
Sure.
But, like, you know, alongside, I mean, I've got people giving me calls that I've, you know, I never get calls from asking for stuff that I never ever had, you know, like it's getting desperate for the most part.
Yeah.
certain aspects. But it's crazy. Just like as it like almost breathes, it feels like it breathes a lot of the time at least. And as it like compresses, everybody feels it. And that's when like a lot of the smaller brands really kind of get like really hit by it. And it really like in our situation, when we had to deal with that, obviously, and you know, being, you know, a small brand at the start, it was super scrappy with a lot of the marketing. You know, kind of go back to what you're asking about with marketing. Dude, it's insane the psychology behind how people interact with marketing material and what plans kind of go into creating, you know, a very formidable marketing strategy, especially with cannabis, because you know you're effectively destroyed on every other front except for your own grassroots campaign.
Sure. Well, listen, when we come back, I want to ask you a few questions about like what are your hottest sellers and things like that. So
absolutely.
Get that ready. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break.
Yes, sir.
Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now. Mm-hmm.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Now back to the number one cannabis show on the planet. You know what? F*** it. Now back to the number one cannabis show in the universe, Cannabis Talk 101.
CaliFX's full and broad spectrum hemp extracted products contain CBD, CBG, and some 1,300 other elements, you guys, that are naturally derived substances from the hemp and the plant. Check out the tinctures, the waters, the topicals, and the vape collections. Go feel the effects with CaliFX. Connor from Weedzy, you know, I mean, we just said it a minute ago, Arizona, California, Oklahoma, South Dakota,
yes,
and Colorado. I really like the fact that you guys are doing the Oklahoma edition of the Weedzy shirt with the state on it. I mean, your guys' product looks dope. I really am admiring your whole dynamic of what you're doing. Before we went to break, Blue asked the question, what is the number one seller? Because I'm seeing these pre-rolls over here, and my mouth water when I see watermelon, strawberry, all the flavors that just...
I'm going to have to drive all the way back down here on Friday, man.
Cathedral City is where the hub is at.
Yeah, can we go out to Cathedral?
We're
going to
see. We'll be here. We're going to be here when we ask Connor to bring some stuff for us. Jeez, we just wanted to talk about it on the show.
Man, normally we're getting asked for like a lot of our hats and our shirts and stuff, but you guys are really about the real stuff, man.
Well, I wouldn't mind one of those Dodger-looking shirts. That shit's hard.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
He's like, I got one of those in the car.
Yeah. So tell me, brother, the Blue asks, what's the number one seller's from these pre-rolls here?
Yeah, so it's definitely going to be our flagship. So these smaller guys right here on the budget for sure. I mean, just because of how cheap they are, they move the fastest.
Inexpensive.
Right? Yeah, what do they go for usually at the store?
It varies, but it's generally around $7.
It's good. Yeah, it's a good deal.
Like I said, the concept was based on, you know, checkout. You know, when you walk up, you see the, you know, bright colorful candy.
Yeah,
grab it, man.
Grab it and go.
Yeah,
are they hanging in the stores? How do you display them?
So we had our display cases designed with that in mind. So we have a, you know, think of like a box with a pull out on the very bottom of it, so that it, yeah,
it's pulled down.
Yeah, so all you do is pretty much put it on the top of the countertop.
Yep.
Pull down the lip and it's grab and go right there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
And they sit on the top.
Yeah.
Oh, so everybody can just grab one.
Yeah, exactly. So that's also the party aspect of it, too. I mean, you know, you buy a box of them, you know, keep them at the house, you got a party going on. I mean, dude, it's joints left and right. You're going to keep them fresh, too, because the Mylar.
How many come in a box?
About 50 per box.
50 per
box.
Oh,
that's a great party, right? Invite some people, have 50 joints just sitting in a box.
Do you get a better price when you buy the whole box?
I think that's really dependent on
the store,
the stores themselves. Yeah, yeah. Whatever deal they're kind of working with.
Yeah, the store kind of creates that, right?
Yeah. For our top sellers on like the non-budget though, so like, I would say our go-to is either our Mango Chi. Or let me see. I believe I have that. Yeah. So it's definitely gonna be the Mango Chi. That lychee flavor on the back end is like one of those just perfectly like fruity and like easy to smoke constantly. It does never get old. It doesn't like really like the flavor is like kind of one of those flavors you can go back to over and over again.
Is that yours favorite?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a live resin fiend, man. So like,
yeah, anything
all day, resin? Man. All day with live resin.
Nice. And what about the gummies? What's popping with those?
They're all kind of like evenly matched. I would say the flavoring because the flavorings themselves, maybe lemon drop. They're all, like I said, the data we have currently is like they're pretty much all evenly matched. Just the flavors are pretty much straight across the board, man. Yeah. It's pretty interesting, actually.
Nice.
That's always good, man. And you guys are in a bunch. It looks like you guys are in hundreds of dispensaries all over the place.
Yeah, so we actually, pretty interesting one. We just got into New York via Tribal Land, I believe, as well. So, and that's due to our Oklahoma connections as well. So it's been awesome, man.
That's fantastic, dude. Yeah.
You guys are looking to take over the nation.
taking over the world, man. So listen, we want to get into the high five with you and talk about the high five, Joe.
Yes, indeed. High five with Connor, the marketing director at KLVK Label. Here we go, brother. How old were you the first time you smoked cannabis and where'd you get it from?
Oh, man. Geez. I think I must have been 12 or 13 and from my neighbor.
Oh, really?
You guys just out there?
Yeah.
What was your name?
No, I'm not going to burn him like that, bro.
We're just checking.
Making sure, yeah.
No, he would probably cry with like just tears of joy. I love you, Troy.
Troy's in the building, bro.
Question number two of the high five. What is your go-to? I mean, what is your favorite way to use or smoke cannabis? I'm sorry.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, as of late, I've been like kind of moving away from the bongs because like they're great and everything, but like I really actually enjoy kind of hitting out of a piece right now. It just be you get like the full flavor and like you kind of get to control it a little bit more. I think as of right now, it's either going to be a joint or a piece for me.
Nice.
What kind of piece?
I mean, the only ones I can eat. Probably a steamroller or something like that, little guy.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, cool. Question number three of the high five. Connor, craziest place you ever used or smoked cannabis?
Oh, shit, man. That's a really tough one. I don't know. Everywhere. I've done it just about everywhere. Man, I think I tried to smoke at the airport once. That was pretty funny. This is before all the crazy shit.
Right.
Yeah, I'd say the airport.
Airport side the airport.
Yeah, inside the airport.
Yeah, yeah, I've done it. I've done it many times. Yeah. I used to do it in the bathroom.
You got to, like, get, like, kind of
I do it on the plane, too. You know, I just see it, like a little blankie and blow it into the, you know, blankie. More
those
like
smoke
like a
buddies,
vape,
man.
A little vape, you know. I just, you know, I sometimes get a little reckless. I used to get a little reckless.
It happens.
Yeah. It happens. Question number four of the high five. What is your go-to munchie after you get high?
Ooh, that's tough. Cereal.
What kind?
That's the tough part.
Just either, all kinds.
Either the Captain Crunch berries or the Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's really it dependent on the mood, man. And I have no idea what the mood actually is either. So
no, I get you. I know. It's just like look at it and be like, I'll take the Crunch berries. Let's go.
It's so funny. I had a little bit of cereal yesterday, and it was just one of the most awesome. It was a vanilla. Like granola, still somewhat healthier one, but it was like, oh, it was so good. Oh, my kid had a little bit of milk left over, and I kept eating a little bit of his. I'm like, let me put a little bit of cereal
it's
in this one.
So, I mean, you guys make me want to go have some cereal right now.
Right? That's why when he said it, no, cereal. I just had some yesterday, which is weird. Question number five, Connor, the high five. Thank you for coming on the show and hanging out with us today and bringing these little pinners over here, these little dog walkers. Love the product. What and who would you smoke with? Dead or alive? That was just so disjointed.
Let's just do that again.
Question number five. If you could smoke cannabis with anyone, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Dude, this is going to be kind of out of left field, but I think Robin Williams.
Man. Yes.
Oh,
I love
I think I'd want to smoke with Robin Williams, man.
And why? Give me some
the man's wisdom, man. Like, the guy is just like,
dude, he was
everything about the guy. Just like, I remember, like, I think, actually, I know exactly why. Because I remember getting into like comedy when I was pretty young, right around, you know, coincidentally smoking weed at the same time. I just happened to stumble into comedy. I remember stumbling onto one of his skits, and I was losing my fucking mind listening to him. I just remember him talking.
Oh, he's one of the best,
dude. I just remember him talking about him, like him being like a raging alcoholic, and I didn't put two and two together yet. I was like kind of too young to understand what exactly he was talking about, like that those were actually his fucking experiences. Yeah.
Like he wasn't lying just to make jokes.
Like the jokes were, that was real. He woke up on the car hood with his keys in his ass. Like,
yeah, someone did that for him.
That fucking guess, man.
Yeah, you know, he, yeah, listen, he's a very talented you know, actor, entertainer, you know, comedian, just a, you know, good all around favorite, one of mine, you know, growing up, just watching him be in so many different, you know, movies and moving me. So I could totally understand that. Is there anything that we forgot before we let you get on out of here, bro?
No, I think that's it, man.
That's it?
I'm just kidding. No,
that's okay.
No, I honestly just wanted to say thank you, man. This has been a fantastic experience. You know, thank you guys for letting, you know, Weedsy kind of, you know, show exactly who we are. You know, we're a very scrappy group, man. We come from a lot of marketing backgrounds, and it's just really nice to see a lot of the hard work come to fruition, you know, and being able to share that with everyone too, and have people take interest in it is a whole other ball game, man. It's amazing.
No, we like the movement and we like everything you guys are doing over there. So keep it up, because it's making a lot of noise.
Thank you so much.
You know what I mean? And then I got another random question out of left field. As you said, left field, Robin Williams, and you grew up with comedy. You grew up, you're born with your arm chopped like that. So did you do any pranks, any jokes? I mean, tell me what, at least one of the good ones, because now that you're a jokester, you've had to screw around with people with your arm.
Dude, my whole life has been absurdity. So,
so give us one of the good ones where you're like, oh my God, I did this, and the person flipped out. Like, man. What was a good one?
Man, I
Joe's got about that.
Dude, because
if it was
so
me,
many.
You know, I would be doing it all the time.
I was gonna
too.
Say the thing is that like it's so common, because I mean it you gotta understand, like I just walking around, it's like I've got a pair of fucking eyes staring at me no matter what. So like I'll just be walking down the street. I think it's more fun to mess with like the kids, because like they'll like look at you and like I'll just be like, it's gone. And they'll do some shit like that. They'll like just stare at you and like you just stare back at them or something.
You're like, it's gone.
Dude, yeah, I can imagine.
The parents, like 90% of the time, the parents are like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, no, dude, it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, like it's what it is, but you have a good time with it. That's what I can tell.
Yeah. Because
you said you got into comedy at that same age. You have to do that and you have to be fun like that with it.
I mean, yeah, in football all the time, I used to fuck around because I'd come out of a dog pile screaming, be like, where's my arm or some shit.
Yeah.
And I bet some people would bite. Like, what do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah,
I think one of the funniest things I've ever done was I go to Burning Man every year, and I somehow this happened like several years ago, but somehow somebody got me a mannequin arm, and it's kind of followed me since. I've lost the fucking thing at Burning Man like 3 times now, and it's come back to
it's
me.
It's mailed
time.
Back
it's
to you.
It's gotten back to me each time.
Got your address on the inside.
But I think the funniest part was I used to work for the center camp over there. So, you know, like you for the burn, I mean, I won't go too far into details here, but you pretty much have to kind of like, you know, if you want a free kind of ordeal, or you not necessarily free, you're working for it. But if you want a situation where you're going to get like a cheaper ticket or a ticket you're working for, you can kind of work for some of the services they have out there. So like a center camp's like a cafe, but I digress. Going out there during shift, you kind of go out at weird times, and I think it must have been like 9 a.m. for one of my shifts, and I'm riding my bike, and my joke is I'll have a backpack with me everywhere I go, and that fucking mannequin arm will stick out of the back of it where I'm going, so you can see
it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I remember I was riding back to camp after a shift, and I just worked like a shift from like 3 a.m. to like 9 a.m., and I was riding back to the camp, and I remember these kids had to have been younger, but they were still like just little spunions, man. They were tripping balls still. And I remember one of them going like, oh shit, where's his arm? And then like the other one going, oh, it's right there. And then that person fucking lost their mind for like, I heard them fucking losing it.
Yeah.
And I was still riding my bike. I mean, I'm sober. I, you know, I've been working all night. So I'm just like hearing this fucking person melt down behind me as I'm running
away. The whole meltdown.
You know, my dad died with both legs gone from his knees down, like lost. So I used to fuck with him all the time, dude. Like, I just have fun with it. So, and then he lost his hand, part of his arm up to his wrist.
What the fuck was he doing?
Yeah, he was a bad diabetic.
Oh,
and just,
God.
You know, he just lost. circulation and just whatever. Oh, he wasn't born that way by no means, but it was just, you know, it just happened over time. But it was, we still had fun with it, is my point. You know what I mean?
It's like, what are you gonna do? Like, I mean, you can't sit there and wallow in it, man.
Here's the best part of that one, right? I go, Dad, can I have your bowling shoes? And he said no.
Oh my god.
He didn't give them to me. Still to this day, no. He said no. And then when he finally died, I was like, fuck your bowling shoes. I don't want them now. Oh man. Thanks for coming on the show, Connor. Great time with you, brother.
Thank you.
I think the last one I'll leave you guys with before we hop off. I think the most common one, because the reason I was having such a tough time kind of coming to terms with in high school or just school in general, man, like, you know, I don't know if anybody remembers, but the teacher would tell everybody to put their fucking hands down and I'd just keep my nub up and they would. It got to a point where half of them would fucking kick me out of the class. Like,
the teachers probably get pissed off at you.
They're fucking pissed, yeah, because they're like, they're, you know, they're dealing with
kids. That's not funny. Connor, get out, go to the principal's office now. You're like, my hand's not up, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I would be a smart ass with it all day, too.
Yeah. Like I said, man, like one or two times I've been put in handcuffs, man. Like,
did they put them, they try and put them on?
First of all, they look at you kind of fucking sideways at first. They're like, how are we going to do this? And then they like kind of, they try to figure out if you're going to be compatible or not.
Like, and then you put them both out there, I'm sure. Like, good luck.
I mean, I get out of jail free card every time I get pulled over, because every cop, especially here in LA, is like fucking on edge. So, they always walk up like 10 and 2, 10 and 2, or like, you know, both hands on the steering wheel or some shit like that.
And you're like, bro.
I'm just like looking, I'm like, what the fuck do you want me to do? Like,
yeah.
You're like, dude, hey, better, yeah, I'm going to the hospital right now, I just hurt myself. And they're like, oh shit, let me help you.
These guys are getting fucking yelled at on the daily, so it's just like, but like they get like a little tiny bit of comic relief, they're like, all right, dude, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, cool, man.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No ticket for that California spot. Perfect.
Yeah, man. Well, man, we appreciate you so much, man. Check out Weezy. It's a great brand. They got some cool stuff going on. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Remember this. If no one else loves you, we do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue and Joe Grande, the world's number one source for everything cannabis. And make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to Cannabis Talk 101 now.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.